Well, amidst the COVID virus, we're beginning to see some activity again. United Airlines announcing come August, they're going to add 25,000 flights, 50 new routes. They're going to start flying to Lima and Shanghai and Frankfurt. We've got malls opening back up. But people have to be screened. And there's a technique that looks like instead of popping a little thermometer up on everybody's forehead, that you can screen a whole bunch of people at one time. We've seen some evidence of this, but there's a California-based company called Cognis, K-O-G-N-I-Z. It's really making some headways in this. CEO is Daniel Puterman. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks very much, David.
I got a feeling that when you put all this together, this was not to diagnose people with COVID-19.
Yeah, I actually got accused of starting the pandemic by a company a couple of weeks ago. No, that was not the foundation, although many of the tools were directly applicable.
So tell me how it works.
Well, it's a camera, and we have a line of products coming up. The first product, we call it HealthCam. And you place it typically at an entrance, and as people walk in, you will literally see a temperature above their head as they walk in. They don't have to pause. They don't have to stop. They just flow in as usual.
So how many people can this scan at one time?
Well, I mean, as many people as can fit into view. So, you'll see a box around a person and a temperature. I've seen at any point in time 20 to 30 people with boxes over their heads. The most important thing we're doing here, though, is, you know, when you come in from an entrance, your skin is affected by the environment. So, you know, if it's cool out, your skin can read 2 to 4 degrees cooler in the morning. And typically with these thermal guns, you've got to manually account for that, which no one really does. We use AI to correct for that and get it into body temperature.
The the knee-jerk application I was thinking of is an airport or something like this. But this would strike me as something that could really be useful at maybe a mall where you've got a lot of people walking in and you don't necessarily, you know, usually detain each one of them.
Well, that's it. I mean, the scene we've got right now, whether it's a mall or an office building or a warehouse, it almost is like a hazmat scene. You've got someone with protective gear, and they're taking temperatures one by one. And I read one report that if you were to follow complete current CDC guidelines, it could take you up to 4 hours to get to your office in a large building. So this is really designed two things. I mean, one is to speed up that line, but the other is to make you feel more normal.
I shudder to think how many people can get in one of our elevators at a time and how long it's going to take to get up. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut over you. No, I was going to say the guidelines I've been hearing, first I heard one person in an elevator and then I heard two, but I think that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, my favorite one is maybe four dots on the ground. It kind of like it looks like a Twister game where you have to stand on your dot. So tell me about the reception for this product. It would seem like something that ought to be flying off the shelves.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, as our board members have said. You've got a tiger by the tail. I think that it's obviously a very exciting business, but more importantly, it's one of the first times in my tech career that I feel like we're genuinely helping people. So there's a really, it's an important component of what we feel like we're up to here.
Is this a crowded field? Others are doing this, aren't they?
Well, here's the thing, David, there's thermal technology has been around for decades. And so the hardware is not really the interesting part of it. It's the software that makes it all work. We've been working on our software platform. We're a Silicon Valley team. We've been working on it for 3 years. And so, you know, there's a lot of me toos out there. But at the end of the day, you know, our responsibility is to give an accurate body temperature reading, not a weather altered skin temperature reading. I went into Whole Foods the other day. They scanned me at 92 degrees. Can you imagine? they were utterly confused. I knew what that meant, but they didn't. I know that skin temp is typically 4 degrees lower than body temperature, and that extra 2 degrees was because it was cold out. But if you don't have some software to tell you what that means, the average operator, they don't know what they're seeing on these guns.
So if you're seeing a field on a camera, I guess it's like a TV set you see it on. But if you're seeing a field of 20 people and the third guy over on the left pops up at, you know, 102, how do you identify him? How do you, I mean, you got to go get him out of those 20 people.
Yeah, gosh, if he's 102, I'm not sure I want to go get him. He's pretty sick. So, you know, what we're seeing, you bring up a great point. And I think that, you know, look, step one is we're going from a single file line to more of a group flow. So typically our customers, they may, you know, push you into a single door rather than letting you in all four doors. And so maybe you're not seeing 30 at a time right now, which the tech can do. Maybe you're seeing two or three at a time so that you can process them if someone reads with a fever. But you can imagine in 12 or 18 months where we're really trying to open things up again, you don't have security personnel at every entrance. And so then we're using a combination of notifications and video recording, just the same way you'd see people on a security camera and you'd go pick them out.
So you can go back and look and remember what the face is, go look at it.
Well, that's it. And so, you know, I think the protocols are going to change over time, and it was our responsibility to create tech that would make it through these different protocol evolutions, if you will.
Did I read this right, that this machine can also detect people who are cheating? That is to say, when you're supposed to wear a mask and they're not wearing masks?
Yeah, we added in mask enforcement. It's interesting. You know, we're an AI company, so we're good at seeing things. We see people, objects, and activities. We did add in mask enforcement. Gosh, I mean, I read an article that Goldman Sachs put out a study today stating that if we had broad mask enforcement, we'd save the economy from another 5% dip. So I think that feature alone is going to be pretty important.
That's remarkable. So where are you right now? Are you in production? Are these units out and being used?
Yes, we're in production. We have hundreds of customers at this point of installations. And it's so interesting to me as a Silicon Valley person, a tech person, usually we have one particular, let's say, vertical or geography that might be your market fit to start off with. But what we're seeing here is, gosh, we're seeing interest from anyone, you know, from warehouses and distribution centers to office buildings to movie studios. And it's an interesting challenge. Being a tech company, we've gone from 3 salespeople to 50 salespeople in under 2 months, and we're really growing the team as fast as we can right now.
You know, it would strike me there ought to be other applications for this technology other than just spotting COVID-19 people or people who are ill coming into. I mean, can you spot, you know, wine that's being corked or something that's turning bad in a warehouse, or what else can you do with
Well,
it?
That is a great question. I think there's some really interesting applications around workplace safety, around analytics. We had one request to actually be able to count animals as they came out of a truck. So, you know, the tech can be applied in a lot of ways. We're learning. I mean, part of what's going on here is as we sell our COVID-19 solution, we're learning from our customers. You know, what other interests there may be or what other applications there may be.
Well, look, we wish you a lot of luck. And if you can sort out the bad apples and save some of us from them, it's appreciated. And plus, considering you've been working on this for 4 years, you've got to be the luckiest man on earth right now.
Well, we certainly got lucky, if you can call. I hate using the word luck during this situation, yeah. But certainly with respect to the technology, absolutely. The timing couldn't have worked out better. And we just hope, you know, I did hear last week down in Hollywood that we caught 2 people with a fever. They were sent home using the technology. So when we hear that and we hear it working out in the field, that's exciting to our team.
Daniel Puterman is the CEO of Cognis, KOGNIZ. I got a feeling we'll see more of your machines sooner than later. Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Puterman. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.